بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد. Respected elders and dear brothers, we have been discussing those attributes and characteristics that form the basis of good akhlaq, good character. And amongst these attributes is one such quality which is not just praiseworthy but is absolutely necessary and essential in order for there to be harmony, peace and unity in the Muslim Ummah. And that is the attribute of overlooking, of tolerating and of forgiving one another. We find great rewards mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam regarding the attribute and the quality of forgiveness. The hadith of Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu, on the day of Qiyamah, as the entire mankind will be gathered before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, an announcement will be made. And the announcer will call out that all those whose reward is guaranteed upon Allah should stand up and proceed to Jannah. When this announcement is made, nobody will move, nobody will wake up, nobody will go forward. A second time the announcement will be made that all those whose reward is guaranteed upon Allah stand up and proceed towards Jannah. Again, nobody will move. On the third occasion, the announcement will be made again, all those whose reward is guaranteed upon Allah, stand up and go to Jannah. And then somebody will call out and ask that who are those people? The reply will come, those whose habit it was to forgive others. And then the narration mentions that thousands of individuals will stand up and they will enter Jannah bila hisab, without any accountability, without having to answer for their deeds in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all on the basis of forgiveness. So this is the reward, the benefit of forgiveness in general. And then we find Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam specifically speaks about forgiving when a person is at the height of his anger, when he is in a fit of rage and he has the ability to exact revenge. At this juncture, when he forgives, what is the reward that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept for him? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, "Man kadhama ghayzan," that person who will swallow his anger. In other words, he will not take revenge on the next person. وَهُوَ قَادِرٌ عَلَىٰ أَن يُنَفِذَهُ Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, despite him having the ability to exact revenge, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, دَعَاهُ اللَّهُ, Allah will call him in front of all of mankind. حَتَّى يُخَيِّرَهُ مِنَ الْحُورِ الْعِينِ مَا شَاءَ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him the ability to choose whichever of the حُورِ عِينِ he wishes to choose. So this is the second level. And then we find Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is instructed to take it one step further. That not only should you forgive, not only should you tolerate, not only should you overlook, but you should forgive and forget. A few mornings ago we discussed the incident of the Battle of Uhud and how those archers had gone against the command of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala highlighted the softness, the gentleness, the manner in which Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam dealt with them. Further on in the verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then instructs Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, fa'fu anhum, that pardon them, overlook them, forgive them. And then, wastaghfir lahum, not only should you forgive them, but you ask Allah to forgive them. And then one step further, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَشَاوِرْهُمْ فِي الْأَمْرِ Continue to include them in your inner circle. In other words, pretend as though they did not make this error. Overlook them, forgive them, and continue to keep them close to you. So we find this is the teaching of Islam. This was the habit of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that even those who harmed him, who caused some hurt to him, some pain to him, not only would he forgive them, but to a great extent he would try his best to forget the harm that they had caused to him, and he would treat them as he would treat others. And we mentioned also that generally when a person wishes to forgive, he wishes to overlook, he wishes to tolerate and be gentle, then there is one fear that grips a person, there is one concern that a person has, and that is, if I forgive the next person, then he will take this as a sign of weakness, and in future he will take advantage of me. The hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, مَا نَقَصَتْ صَدَقَةٌ مِّن مَالِ عَبْدٍ When a person gives sadaqah, this will not cause any decrease in his wealth. وَمَا زَادَ اللَّهُ عَبْدًا بِعَفْوٍ إِلَّا عِزًّا. And Allah will not cause a person to increase in anything when he forgives, except in honor and in dignity. When a person forgives, he tolerates, he overlooks, Allah will not bring about disgrace and humiliation to that person. Rather, Allah will give that person added dignity, added honor, added integrity. وَمَا تَوَاضَعَ أَحَدٌ لِلَّهِ إِلَّا رَفَعَهُ اللَّهِ. And nobody displays humility before Allah except that Allah will raise that person. A very easy and simple prescription ulama have given. If a person wishes to know, to what extent should I forgive others? To what extent should I tolerate? To what extent should I overlook the weaknesses of others? Then ulama say, ask myself, how much would I want Allah to overlook me? How much would I want Allah to forgive my sins, to tolerate my weaknesses? To that extent, I should be tolerant and forgiving of others. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will then show His kindness to me, and Allah will forgive me to that extent as well. Allah give us tawfiq and correct understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.